The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And be like seven.
It's Mike Schoep.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man, like plural, big, lots of S's. Lots of E's and S, bees. that was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
Could this week, for like Bill's excitement, Bill's talk, be any better? It's only Tuesday. Could it really be any better? You know what you've got here? You've got the spotlight. You've got the high stakes. You've got, it's not a playoff game. You've got these two teams, a lot on the line in the regular season, in the standings, all the history, the rivalry, thinking back to other games, which is not as pleasant for us. All of that, MVP stuff, right? The quarterback battle, without the pressure, the anxiety of the playoffs, which I know, I mean, that's what you're here for.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit, it's just a little bit,
I don't know,
more easygoing.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I think, that's kind of where I'm at. It feels a little too easygoing. I don't feel a lot of angst. I even said yesterday, you could probably convince me that the Chiefs do you a favor if the one seed is off the table and I just got to manage my season for the rest of the way. Because chasing the one seed is something that could go all the way to the end. And, you know, preservation-wise, maybe that's not for the best. Of course, if you get it, that's wonderful, but you know, if you don't and you lean into that and go hard all the way, then you're, you know, it's like, well, why did I really do that? I mean, it's sports. I mean, we know why we do it, but maybe we would have been better off falling back and just sort of regrouping and making sure we're healthy for the playoffs. And like that being a concept that I would listen to and not just shout down out of hand makes me feel like this week is already missing something. Because I shouldn't be willing to succumb to that. And it's not just rationalization. I mean, I think it's a real conversation that, you know, doesn't really get steam in earnest for probably at least another month or so when things are more solidified. But I don't know. I feel a little too casual about this game. I don't want to say I don't care what happens. If the Chiefs had lost on Sunday or somewhere else in these first 10 weeks of the season, I think that's very different. I think the tension about passing them in the standings, getting yourself on equal footing with them would have me, anyway, I wouldn't be thinking about, oh, they'll do you a favor if they beat you or any of that. I'd be, go beat their ass and get the one seed and, like, let's go. And I don't really feel that way today.
Yeah, I guess maybe what I'm saying sounds like somebody who's used to losing.
I guess a little.
Somebody, it is mine is more rationalizing.
Yeah.
Mine is sort of prepared for, oh, they lose, I'm still okay.
Because really,
unlike in the playoffs,
I think for real they are.
No, okay, I do too.
If they lose, so that when you have a natural safety net under you, I can't manufacture the real anxiety that I would be feeling if that weren't there, or the stake was that large, you know. And it still is. I mean, there's a lot of football left. Anything can happen here. So I'd like to beat them to at least be within striking distance if they drop one, and I can keep pace with them and keep winning. But it just, I don't know, it just feels a little too, I feel a little too comfortable, I guess I would say, to feel like it's a perfect week.
Okay.
Because a perfect football week has anxiety in it, I think.
Well, there should be some. We'll explore later.
It's only Tuesday. We've got lots of time.
It's only 3:07.
But I don't know. I feel like I'm going to be missing something this week a little bit, I think.
That shouldn't be the case. Come on, though. I mean, at the same time, like, I'll criticize myself a little bit for, you know, would a Kansas City person say the same thing? No, like, they're expecting to win in the playoffs. Win or lose here, it's different.
Yeah.
But I do like having the regular season, you know, have this sort of special meaning this week.
Mm-hmm.
In a year where it's all about the playoffs, like it was last year and the year before that, really. That's all that really matters for the Bills. Yeah. And now they have this huge lead, too. So I kind of want to enjoy the ride a little bit, you know, and not just say, well, it all just doesn't matter unless they win in January.
Something else that I think, for me anyway, this doesn't have to describe any of you out there, but I've already heard, you know, just dipping in and out since the Colts game ended. You know, I really want to get these guys, you know, I want to prove that we can beat them. Like, they've beaten them 3 years in a row in the regular season, as you point out, almost, you know, for a while it felt like every day. And I think there's also maybe present in the fan base an idea that, like, I don't really care if we beat them in the regular season. I've done that 3 times in a row. I need to beat them in January. So maybe let's flip the script and lose to them when it doesn't matter as much, and then go get them in January when it really matters. And I think that will be that will be something that will get talked about after this game if the Bills drop. Well, you know, they beat them 3 years in a row, and they couldn't do it in January, so let's...
Hard to beat a team twice.
Right.
This way I'm going to have to beat them. If I beat them once, I'm going to have to beat them twice. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Right. Right. They haven't met them all 3 of these years, of course. In 21, they lost to Cincinnati. Or after that season. Or wait, that was 22. Yeah, 22. Sorry.
22.
Anyway. But you get the gist. Like, I think that...
In your defense, none of these numbers sound like years.
And that, I know. Did I say to you the other day, when we start getting to, like, 20, 30 draft picks being exchanged in trades, my brain is just going to start oozing out of
22?
My head.
22?
The other day, Zach said, way back in 2012, and I wanted to fight him about, like, the World Series or something. There had been a sweep since way back in 2012. Like,
it was last year.
You don't get to say that with old people within earshot. All right, just knock it off. Anyway,
it's easy. The 90s. There's a lot. The line is right there. When it turns to zeros,
right,
that's where the line is.
But that notion, like, losing to them now, it hasn't mattered that I beat them anyway. So I'll lick my wounds and I'll go get them in January. I think that softens the intensity of this week, because you're already ready. Admit it. In the back of your mind, you're thinking, I keep beating this team when it doesn't really matter. I need to flip that. So, like, I think that's there. There's just a bunch of stuff, I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying too hard. Maybe I'm deeply troubled. I don't know. I don't feel the juice that I should feel for this game because of all of that.
The tweet was the day the schedule came out. You heard me reference it before. I can't wait for the Bills to win that game and feel nothing.
Right. Right.
I mean, that was just perfectly put.
And really, that's why I was so hung up on Kansas City losing a game here somewhere. I mean, everybody would have wanted that, of course. You know what they're competing for and against. But I think that would have injected more into this, which I know sounds crazy. It's the Bills and the Chiefs. It's Mahomes and Allen, and it's Nance and Romo, and every Bill Cowher's coming here with the buzzers and all the stuff. So it's a big deal. I don't know, man. The standings, I needed a Casey loss. that's all, I think. And all this other stuff cumulatively just takes a little more out of it. And it's only Tuesday, though. So maybe I can, get tweaked and ramp up as we go here.
54, partly cloudy. It's an evening game, most of it, but still could be a lot worse. All right, well, much more of the psychology and the matchup and everything else that comes with Bills Chiefs throughout the day. Ross Tucker later, but now. I mean, it's been long enough here. We've pushed it off. It's time for reverse AFC power rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. Okay. 16.
Well,
Chiefs.
Beat me to it.
Sorry.
Bulletin board material. Let's go. Let's get this. I need to get fired up. Let's put the Chiefs at 16 and see if we can't incite a turf war.
No. I wish I had. No.
No. I
rejected.
I really don't. I didn't mean that either.
That
really.
That just spoils the sanctity and the integrity of the rapper.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lord knows.
It's our duty to protect that.
We are all about that. All right. Will the panel listen to a not very well thought out and, I don't know, moderately impassioned plea for the Jets to be 16 this week? It's over. They're quitting. Rodgers is on the McAfee show talking about playing for pride. Okay. He threw for 150 yards in a game they needed to have. They're not tackling anybody. They've given up.
See Garrett Wilson's quote Sunday?
Maybe not.
Something about, are you surprised? And he's like, he kind of said yes and no.
Yeah.
You know, yes, in a sense, but when I look at how we practice and everything, like that's sort of what we've, what this experience has been like, no, I'm not surprised.
Right.
You know?
I know we're not very good.
That is not nearly the quote, but it's basically that. No, I'm not surprised.
So, you know, this year, I think they're dead. Moving forward, like, I don't even know. This is going to be, Woody Johnson's going to be off being ambassador again or something, probably.
Oh, all the names are back.
So, what happens now? I don't know. I mean, they'll hire some new people, but holy cow, the cycle of dysfunction will continue.
Raiders.
Raiders.
Nice try.
Thanks for coming, everyone. I appreciate you attending my TED Talk.
Jets a 3.5-point favorite this week against Indianapolis. Joe Flacco revenge game.
Yeah, keep favoring the Jets. That seems to be working out really, really well.
I'll just keep taking them.
Keep betting on them, everyone out there.
I will do it again.
I mean, I don't know. Sauce Gardner's real good. Okay.
Have you seen Tyler Conklin run a route? Have you seen him? 15. Okay, well.
I mean, I think you know where I'm standing.
Fine. Jets at 15, fine.
Oh, this is such a big day for me.
Fine. It's just so embarrassing.
I've been chasing all summer. And I here we are. I didn't get 16. I mean, that would have been better. This is like getting the 2 seed instead of the 1.
Yeah.
Right here. Like, yeah, but I'm a Bills fan. It's fine. I'll be home for 2 weeks. And maybe if somebody beats the 1, you know. a lifetime of that stored up.
That sounds right.
Yep.
They're not out of it. That's all I'll say. Jets. They're not out of it. 2 out of a playoff spot, but Denver has the tiebreaker, having beaten them. 14. See, that's the thing. I started to say it. The Jets thing is so embarrassing. It's wonderful.
Oh, it's the...
It's just so embarrassing.
It is not nearly as much fun as the team you care about and root for being excellent, but it's close. It is.
It's very close.
It is
close. I think that's right.
I'm telling you, I couldn't wait to get done with the post-game show on Sunday. Like, okay, what's going on? Look at that! There's flame shooting out of my TV. It's the best. Oh, I love it so much.
What it is if your team is good, you then have the freedom to enjoy that.
Right.
Or if your team is bad, you know, what's a hockey team? Like, Philadelphia is never good anymore.
Yeah, right.
And that's cool.
Yeah, but it doesn't really...
You can't say a word.
It doesn't really resonate.
You cannot say a word.
No.
Oh, who are you over there? Who's talking?
How long's it been since you've been in the playoffs?
Who's talking?
Yeah.
I just spoke at a high school class today, and I literally just sort of realized it and said it immediately. Nobody in this room except the teacher, or me, has ever seen a good Sabres team. Like, it's the high school seniors. Like, they've just never, they do not remember ever seeing a good Sabres team.
Wow.
What's the playoffs, Mr. Shope? I'll tell you the best question I got later. It was about you.
Oh, boy.
14.
Well, I'm flattered that my name would have come up at such an event. Okay, Raiders, Jets.
Tennessee.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, Tennessee is really not embarrassing at all. That's not good. You wouldn't want to be them.
They're just bad.
But nobody really cares if Tennessee's good or bad, right? That's how the Jets get the nod over the Titans.
I'll tell you what's a tough look is to be the guy that's in the Mayo ad when your season's going the way this season's going for Will Levis. That's a tough one.
Echoes Mayfield and all those commercials he did with the Browns.
Just doesn't really like
the league's signature star. The league's new signature star, Baker Mayfield, when he was playing for Cleveland,
right.
And he couldn't unlock the door to the stadium and all these ads.
Those were good.
That's fine.
I thought those ads were good. The Mayo ads are good. It's just, you know, because they're so kind of weird, and they got that thing that we use, the Mayo and all that. Okay, great, but it's still like, dude, you got benched for Mason Rudolph.
I like the part in the spot where we say where you can buy mayonnaise, because people are listening and go, where can I get it? I hear you keep talking about mayonnaise, but where can I get it? Why aren't you going to say that? Oh, you did say that.
Grocery stores. I'm here at the auto parts store. They don't have any helmets. What's going on here?
Opening
all the lockers. All I got is brake pads. I don't need no brake pads. I need some mayo.
Where do I get that? 13.
Oh, those poor people didn't sign up for any of this.
Cleveland.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yes.
Patriots making a move. 12. They're coming off a win. Fine.
Yeah, that's...
They're nowhere.
That's earned.
They're nowhere. They'll have a new coach.
Lawrence out for the year?
Maybe.
There's talk.
It seemed to
be
trending that way this weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
Why shouldn't he be?
Right.
Like, I mean, why should he play?
Yeah, like, if you're him, I don't know.
Or them.
It just don't feel right.
Pain tolerance can't do it, guys.
I don't know. I got something in the rotator cuff area there. Did you hear that? I can feel it grinding.
What's Jacksonville's incentive to put him in? They don't have any.
No.
I mean, it's a good race for the one pick, number one pick.
I think the owner should insist that Lawrence doesn't play and suffer some stupid, meaningless injury and derail their fresh start next year with all new people.
Yeah, I don't see why he would play. Same with Prescott. Well, they made that official today, the
right.
Cowboys. 11. New England.
It's got to be New England here, right?
It does. 10. This was the Jets last week.
What do you want to do with Miami and the Colts? Do you want to bump Miami up after last night? The Colts down? I don't know.
Your down is up.
Right. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
The Colts kind of impressed me Sunday, but still, like, the little things that bad teams do, losing teams do, that we talked about, you know, calling the timeout late in the first half and not using Richardson on third and short, just these kinds of things that help you to lose. I mean, the Colts, Taylor was fine. The Bills did better eventually on him, much better. But they moved the ball all right. A.D. Mitchell was really good in that game, wasn't he? He had a big, pretty big stat line. He was open all the time.
He was pretty good. For the year he's had, that maybe was his best game.
Yeah, the door was open there for him with Pittman out and Flacco in. And so, I don't know, there was a little bit to like the Kenny Moore play. There was a little bit to like with the Colts.
Their schedule is pretty soft to the end.
I'll look up their playoff odds. 4-6, game out. Denver is the pick here for me at 10. Just, you know, they deserve to be punished.
I'm fine with that. Let's just do that. I'll make that
personal.
I'll make that 2 out of 3 here because Zach is distracted in there. So fine. Denver.
9.
I'll say Colts. I like your speech about them, but I think I still, short term and long term, I don't think Miami's going to make it, but I like their team better.
Okay. 8. Is that Miami?
Yes.
Or it's Cincinnati.
I think it's Miami. I would say Miami.
Okay. Not a bad job last night. I think it's kind of maybe easy to discount that win, but the Bills are going to go to L.A. in 3 weeks, and they better win there after what last night looked like.
Yeah.
The Rams had their guys.
Yep. I'm going to go with stunned at how ineffective the Rams offense was. I did not envision Chop Robinson suddenly is starting to look like a player that's going to be a problem moving forward. Like he was winning a lot up there. So I went in that game thinking Stafford was going to throw for 350 and like the receivers were both going to go off and it was going to be that. I thought Miami could probably hang in that game, but I was stunned that the Rams had such a tough time moving the ball.
7. Bengals?
Yes.
6.
Houston.
Okay. 8 last week, Houston.
Mm-hmm. Well, they lost again and moved up.
Congrats.
Yeah.
5.
Chargers? Steelers. Chargers. I'm going to say Chargers.
Me too.
I mean, make all the jokes you want about the moon ball with Russell Wilson, but like he's got two dudes now that can just go up and get that crap. Like, I don't know. They keep just doing that. They'll hit on, 50% of those, and that might be enough.
4.
Steelers.
Yep. I bet they love being underdogs this week. 3-point dogs to the Ravens at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's like perfect for them. It's very uncomfortable for Baltimore, I think.
What is the score of this game going to be?
16-15.
Yep, thank you for
taking the points.
Yep.
3. Bills.
I'm going to say Bills.
Yep, yeah. Okay.
In my head today, I know it sounds like I'm never thinking about what I'm going to say at 3 o'clock and preparing for the show, but I was thinking about this today, and what I thought I wanted to do was put the Bills at 3 and say if they beat the Chiefs on Sunday, regardless of what Baltimore does, I think I'll be time to bump the Bills up to 2. Or who maybe even 1. I don't know. But they got to do something. They got to do that first.
2, Ravens?
Yes.
1, Chiefs. So much for 16. Put in the Chiefs. There was a movement. So, it's Tuesday. We won't have Trista today. And one reason for that is because tonight is the annual Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame dinner. We expect a call from one of the inductees tonight, Rob Gronkowski. You may have heard of him. He might be the biggest star ever to go into the Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. He's one of them. You know, if you exclude Bills and Sabres, you know, like OJ.
Who didn't grow up here. Yeah, right.
Right? I mean,
yeah, I was thinking, like, who's a bigger star, bigger time athlete that was born and raised here? Patrick Kane, who's not in the thing yet, is the next name.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to in my head, thinking about it. Speaking of hockey, another of the inductees tonight is Brooks Orpik, who had a long NHL career, and we also expect to, well, we don't know yet. We might be hearing from him later on with the ceremony being tonight, but we expect Rob Gronkowski. I'm just not, never mind. I'm supposed to call him Gronk, because everybody does, but I don't like using nicknames for people I've never met or spoken to. So anyway, we've met his brother. His brother was it. One of his brothers was in here once, at least. But anyway, yeah. Gronk. Okay, there. Coming up, hopefully, in like 20 minutes or so. So no Trista. We will have Ross Tucker as well at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, 803-0550. Where did we get it wrong here in the reverse AFC power rankings? Let us know. We'd love to know. The rankings are powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com.
What can you tell about who they just hired to try to get this offense where it needs to go?
This is live.
Yeah, we're not live.
I'm playing. Good luck to y'all. I mean, he's a great person.
Way back early in the offseason, Seattle wide receiver Jackson Smith and Jigba was asked on that show what he thinks of the Bears hiring Shane Waldron. And that's what he said. And today the Bears released him from his duties, Shane Waldron. The offense has been brutal. We talked about them. Oh, man, there was something I thought about today that I wish I had added to yesterday's conversation. Because we did like 10 minutes on the Bears.
Yeah, late yesterday we got into them. I mentioned how there was this video of Williams on the bench I'm pretty sure it was Eberflus. It was such a close shot, I couldn't tell for sure if it was Eberflus or Waldron, who I don't really know what he looks like. But just did not look like same page at all with those two.
Oh, it was their schedule. The Bears go, let me see if I can do the whole thing. Packers, Vikings, Lions on Thanksgiving, Niners, Vikings again, Lions again. There's one more with Green Bay, but there's one game in between Detroit 2 and Green Bay 2, I think. That's impossible.
You went too fast for me to tell you whether you had that or not.
Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit.
Yep.
San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Minnesota, Detroit.
Yep.
Somebody, Green Bay.
Somebody is home for Seattle.
Okay.
That's the.
So there won't be a revenge game with this guy being fired.
Right.
But or at least I don't know if he was fired or just reassigned. Whatever it was.
That looks like a whole bunch of L's.
Think about that for that offense.
That just looks like a bunch of L's. That's what that looks like.
Green Bay is their easiest opponent in 6 weeks. If you think Minnesota is better. Minnesota is just like their offense right now versus Brian Flores should not be pretty. I mean, it's gross against the Patriots.
Right.
And it was bad against Tennessee. That's a long time ago. But
and that first Detroit game is Thanksgiving in Detroit.
That's right. First game of the day.
Yeah.
Then it's Dallas, Washington, maybe? Look that up. I want to see what that is. And the night game is interesting, too.
Okay. I will do that for you. Let's see. That is going to be week 13. And, Giants, Dallas.
Oh, way worse. Sorry. Sorry. Not Washington.
Dolphins, Packers is your nightcap there in at Lambeau.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's you know, that could be decent. I guess it depends on what. You know, what kind of shape Miami is in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, Giants, Dallas.
Black Friday, Raiders, Chiefs.
Right.
By the way, too.
Right.
We have a bet on who will win more games, the Dolphins or the Jets. Right now they're each at 3.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins have one fewer game played.
Right.
Would you double down on that if you could? I'm not offering. I'm just wondering if you're, like, confident that Miami will finish ahead of the Jets. You could be.
I am. Yeah, I don't know that I want. I'm not that confident.
You'd make that bet again though, right now.
Sure, I like where
I wouldn't.
I like where I'm at right now, but I don't want to risk it because it's, you know, who knows? Two is one interception tackle away from ruining his life. I mean, he's thrown himself. I mean, I admire him, but holy cow, dude. Like, just let somebody else do that. I don't know. I mean, he got kneed right in the head last night. I'm just glad it wasn't severe enough to injure him at this point. So, I don't, you know, that could just upend everything. So, I wouldn't want to double down. I feel pretty fortunate, even considering he was out the amount of time he was out, that they're even tied with the Jets right now.
Do you think, like, is the AFC closed? I mean, it's kind of a running bit now with me and the Jets, and like they just keep losing and finding new lows and embarrassing themselves, but like, oh, they're not dead. I mean, it's easy to think that they are. Is the AFC closed to anybody right now that's outside the top seven, except for Cincinnati? Denver at 5-5. AFC South winner, of course, gets in. I mean, Houston at 6-4, but like that division, somebody wins that division. Denver is the seven. Is the AFC playoff bracket closed to anybody outside that group of seven except the Bengals? The Colts have a chance. One game with seven left.
I think the Colts have a chance because I don't have their schedule memorized. I just know I heard it at some point between that game ending and now and thought, all right, they'll keep going with Flacco because the games, I mean, what have they done here? Like, sure, you can hate on the decision all you want organizationally and with the big picture in mind with Richardson and everything. They put Flacco in, and they got beat by Minnesota, one of the toughest defenses in the league, and the Bills, who are a top-tier contender Super Bowl team. So, you know, when they get back to more, like, at their level, I could see them winning, I don't know, five more games, maybe, here. So, and that would get them to nine, and that's probably, with how bunched up it is, I feel like nine
could be
it's going to be tiebreakers and all that. So I feel like they're there. I think the Bengals, I think this is going to be too hard for the Dolphins or the Jets sitting at three at this point to go, you know, 6-whatever they need to go here. 6-2.
6-2?
Yeah.
Well, if the Jets do just completely come apart, maybe they already have, the Dolphins play them twice. They have the Raiders this week. They have New England next week, both at home. That could be four wins.
Yeah.
So Miami would have a better look at a playoff run here than the Jets would, just having the one more game alone. But if you want to root against these teams, you would want them to split, obviously, right? Because they each can't afford, like you said,
right,
many more losses. We mentioned the Dolphins have Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. They go to Houston. They go to Cleveland. I'm not going in order for some reason. San Francisco is also still on their schedule in December. So it's not the worst schedule out there. It's not the Bears.
Yeah.
But they've got, you know, some ground to make up, obviously.
I wonder how to view. I mean, I know it's a few weeks away here, but a lot of these, San Francisco's name has come up here a couple times, like looking at these other teams and these other schedules.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Bills playing them in a few weeks? Like, it doesn't feel as intimidating as it did when the schedule came out, that's for sure. Now, maybe by the time they get here, McCaffrey is, you know, fully, you know, uploaded, so to speak. Like, he's back to, you know, full powers, and that could be a big swing for them. They've not had him at all this year prior to just this last week. But, like, the games they win are a struggle, and they've got some peculiar losses this year. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like that's not the team I thought they were coming into the year. Like, I thought they'd be kind of cruising.
McCaffrey really did hit the ground running this week. Like, he played almost the whole game for San Francisco. I think the other running backs combined for two touches. Hmm. So they really didn't wait when it comes to him. He didn't have his biggest game, but
right.
So I would think what you're saying is probably, as long as he doesn't have a setback, is probably going to be the case. And they've got, what? I know they go to Lambeau next week. They've got a game this week, too. That's how it usually works.
games every week.
Usually,
unless there's a bye.
Usually
the
there are some exceptions.
Bills have a bye in here between that after this Chief game.
I bet the Bills against San Francisco the day the schedule came out because the Packers come from Green Bay. They'll go home first, I presume.
The Niners, then, you mean?
The Niners, yeah. Right. Thanks. And then the Bills have the bye week. So that should be a pretty good edge. We're expecting a call from Rob Gronkowski after this break or in the next few minutes. He is one of the many inductees tonight into the Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. So we're excited to talk to him. It'll be our first time. And we'll also have Ross Tucker today and maybe another inductee or two over the course of the day. Thanks for being with us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR. Always a special night in Buffalo for the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame dinner. That's tonight at the Convention Center. Go to their website if you want to place a bid on the silent auction or maybe even still be able to buy a ticket. BuffaloSportsHallOfFame.com is what you want there. And I think it's safe to say the headliner would be Rob Gronkowski, who joins us now on the West Her Hotline. Gronk, this is really cool. Can I call you Gronk? Does anybody not?
A lot of people do. My close family, you know, and close friends, they call me Rob still. But Gronk started when I got to the Patriots. My brother Dan was actually called Gronk his whole entire life. My dad was actually Gronko, you know, growing up when he was in college at Syracuse. But it's just caught on, man. All my coaches and teammates and fans just started calling me Gronk once I got into the NFL, and I liked it, man. I got nothing against the nickname Gronk, and I embraced it, and I love it.
It's a pretty big and good brand, would you say? I mean, it kind of fits your personality, it seems, and it's iconic.
Yes, it is, man. It fits perfectly. It just goes well with myself, and it just makes it simple to say my name. Rob Gronkowski all the time, man, with all the syllables in my last name, man. So you just knock it down, you chop it in half, and you chop it into a third, and it's Gronk, and it just makes it easy for everyone.
Around here, we can handle those Polish names, though.
Yeah, right, I got. I'm a couple generations removed from a Parzynski over here, Rob. So I got it. I got it covered.
One Polak to another Polak. What's up, baby?
It does get tougher names than Gronkowski, but we got it.
Yeah, this one I think you can just sound out if you know what you're doing just a little bit. Parzynski's a little tricky. There's S's and Z's and K's and stuff in there. It's all messed up.
I had an interview yesterday, and we were live. I got two brothers that live in Dallas. I mean, they're from Buffalo as well, obviously, and went to North. But we had a live interview, and the girl called me on live TV, Grablowski. I loved it.
What?
It
was great. That's a pretty tough miss, I got to say. That's not even in the greenside bunker. I mean, that's over everything. So how big a night is this for you? You mentioned your family already, and we know about the business that your family's been in here all these many years. I think we did shows at one of those locations years and years ago, Rob. How big a night? Like, how many people are you going to have at this table tonight? Or how many tables, maybe?
It's a big night, and I'm back in town where it all started. And speaking about my father's stores, I mean, G&G Fitness, they're still going. And that's where, you know, I laid down the foundation. I started working out at my dad's stores when I was in seventh grade. I was using the equipment that he was selling on the floor. So that helped me lay the foundation to where I am now. And also just going against my brothers all the time, you know, backyard baseball, backyard basketball, whatever it is. That laid that foundation, that laid that, you know, core work for myself and to keep building upon. But just to be back here, man, it's something special. I never forgot where I came from, and that's Buffalo, New York. I grew up, you know, in a suburb right outside that. If you're from Buffalo, you know where it is, in Williamsville, the town of Williamsville / Amherst, kind of, you know, both of them, depending exactly where you are in the town at the moment. But I'm excited to see my friends, man. I'm excited to see, you know, the, you know, camaraderie that I, you know, built up throughout my childhood. So it's going to bring back a lot of memories. Hopefully I see some coaches that I haven't seen in a while just to talk about the good times we had and all the little league sports that I played. And I got about 80 people coming to see me tonight. Wow. So I'm super excited, and I want to talk to everyone.
That's great. If I may ask you, Rob, to recall like what it felt like to move. I mean, I don't know, as a high school senior going into your senior year, I'm sure there were a lot of emotions there, but family decision. I mean, can you talk about what that experience was like?
You know, it was definitely difficult at times. You know, just first time ever from being away from your friends and your family. I mean, you definitely get homesick. But I kind of treated it as like my freshman year in college. And let me tell you, it helped me going into my freshman year of college. I already got over that homesick program.
Yeah.
When I went, you know, when I left my senior year and went to Pittsburgh. When I got to the University of Arizona, all the current freshmen, they were all running home as soon as possible. They were all worried about what everyone was doing back home. And I was kind of past that stage. So it kind of gave me that bump, you know, to just take care of my business and to be the best football player I could be when I got to the University of Arizona. And I believe it helped me, you know, be prepared. And actually, I started as a true freshman right off the gate, you know, the first game I was there at Arizona. So I contribute that, you know, but it was also very difficult to deal with being away from your family and friends that you grew up with for that year.
Rob, when did the light go on for you that you realized football was going to be the thing? I mean, just because you played everything at North, baseball. I'm reading here on your Wikipedia page. I hope all this stuff is updated and accurate. You played hockey as well, basketball. Like when, and you hear from a lot of people who have kids coming up in athletics and people who coach athletics that it's good to have that variety, right? Just different skill sets, different disciplines. It can all lead to making you the better athlete in the end. When did football become like the thing that you know was going to be it?
Yeah, I'm all about playing every single sport that you can possibly play. I believe it shapes you as an all-around athlete, and you learn the different skill sets, and you just learn the different, you know, movements as well. And you learn the different ways to work together as a team, because every sport is brings something new to the table that you got to factor with in order to you know, have that goal of winning. So I'm a big fan of playing multiple sports, but I always knew I was going to be a football player. I had the ideal size. I loved the contact. I loved going out and making plays on the offensive side of the ball. Just overall, I knew I was a football player. I knew I was a football player playing the other sports as well. But I loved playing the other sports in high school, but football was truly my main focus. You know, and I always felt that, and I always knew it was going to be it. And I would say that kind of started factoring when I was about in ninth grade, so my freshman year in high school.
With Rob Gronkowski here for a couple more minutes. So pretty big game here this week, Rob, and a pretty good run the Bills have been on here for a few years. They measure themselves, like maybe all the teams would, to different degrees, against Kansas City. Not a playoff game, but pretty high stakes. Anything, I'm not trying to load the question, but I wonder if you think like there are certain aspects of this Bills team that might lead you to think this is actually going to be their year.
You know, what I really like about this Bills team is that they're playing together as a complete team. There's no individuals out there. Josh Allen, he's going through all his reads. There's no one complaining about, you know, getting the ball thrown to them. And to have Josh Allen go out there and just be freelancing and be able to read, you know, his first read, second read, third read, fourth read, and find the open guy. And if no one's open, he has the ability to go and run the ball and use his legs to get a first down. I mean, that's huge. So that's why I see them possibly going as the farthest they have in the last decade, because of the ability to play together as a team. There's no individuals. I feel like everyone's in it together. And when they make a mistake, when they lose a game, I feel like, you know, they get together and they correct those mistakes and they go out and they perform the next week always.
It feels from here like the ship has finally sailed for sure on you ever suiting up for your hometown team. But now that you're retired for good, can you tell us how close you ever got to coming home to play for the Bills?
Yeah, I was a big Bills fan growing up. And then when I went to New England, I actually despised the Bills. I was not a Bills fan anymore. But now that I'm retired again, I'm a Bills fan once again, baby. It makes total sense. You can't take the Buffalo out of me, that's for sure. But it was actually going into my second year. It was always a dream to play for the Buffalo Bills. It doesn't always work out. You know, if everyone could play for their hometown team, then everyone would be. But it doesn't work like that. But my second year in Tampa, you know, I hit free agency for my first time ever. So I just talked to the Bills a little bit. but it just made sense to stay in Tampa. But I really just wanted to get that feel. We were kind of close, but in the end, I knew to go back to Tampa for a second year was the right play for my career. So it was like a 5%, you know, chance that I was going to be a Buffalo Bill my last year of playing in the NFL.
Last thing, Rob, before you go, bring it back to your family and tonight. It reads like maybe your great-grandfather belongs in this Hall of Fame. Now, you should have a little bit more pull. Maybe we don't need this, but you should have a little bit more pull. Would you talk about him? He was a cycling, you know, star.
Yeah, so Iggy, I think he is in the greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. I'm pretty sure that he already is. So
okay.
He won a medal. I don't know, he won a medal 100 years ago in the Paris Olympics in what was it, 1924. I think he went over there. He sailed on a sailboat or something to get over to Paris, which is pretty incredible. But one thing that he didn't do was pass on the cardio. You know, I can run 60 yards and then I'm starting to faint. So if he passed that cardio down to me, I could have been a wide receiver and still playing. My lungs and my breath would be a lot better. But he did a great job just representing the family name 100 years ago. And you just got to give him kudos for just doing such a good job. And just continuing his legacy here in Buffalo has been just pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, I apologize for the mistake. Ignatius Gronkowski absolutely is in the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. And let's just say that maybe somehow he had pull in getting you in. I mean, I think you're kind of a lock for this, but
yes.
Maybe.
Guys, I'm not even going to be the main show tonight. I got my girlfriend here. She's getting all done up right now. She's Sports Illustrated. She might show up in her swimsuit, and she's going to steal the whole show.
Either way, have a great time. Congrats on the honor, and thank you for being on with us.
Thank you, guys. You're the best. See you tonight. Let's go Buffalo.
Thanks, Rob. Rob Gronkowski on the Wester Hotline. It's Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame night. There he is. They just, you know me, like I just couldn't agree to accept the cookies. I'm on the site. I'm looking at the hours and everything, the location.
Was already in there.
Just,
yeah.
That's my excuse. I just will not accept all the. I just don't want your cookies. I just kept, I left it at that, but now I'm looking up. There he is, Ignatius Gronkowski. Very cool. Okay. That was nice.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed that.
803-0550 for your calls. We'll get back to Bills Chiefs. What an exciting week. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.